Hello, my name is Alexis. You have reached the Department of Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No.
How may I help you?
Oh, I thought I was speaking to a robot or something. Hey, this is Becca Travis. I was wondering if you can give me a little bit of information about my dad getting vaccinated. I saw that he meets the requirement. He's 63, but he has a bunch of immunodeficiencies. He has ulcerative colitis, diabetes, high blood pressure. He also is a little overweight. But when I went to go schedule him on the site, it didn't give me an option because of his health to schedule an appointment.
Yes, we don't have any appointments at this time for you guys to schedule anything. You'd have to add yourself to the waiting list.
So you don't have anything for 63 years old? I thought I read if they had, if they met the health requirement, they could get vaccinated.
That's true, but it's only by availability.
Okay, the only type of link that I saw there for me to get notified if it opened up. I didn't see anything to like for a wait list or for me to put my dad's criteria on there.
Get notified? Did you press it? It should give you the options to insert his information after you go to get notified.
After I did get notified, it just told me it was going to add me to a mailing list. So that's why I was like, okay, I'll just call to get more information then.
So it didn't ask you to insert anything?
No.
Okay. With no information? That's weird.
No. Yeah. So that's why I didn't know if there's a way you could manually put him in that wait list.
Yes. We have a number for it. I'm going to give you our pre-registration line.
Okay. Let me write that down. Okay.
It is 855.
Okay.
566.
Okay.
5333.
So it's 855-566-5333.
Yes, and then you're just gonna call there and pre-register.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling the couple of hotline, and you enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.